What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
I say my hell is the closet I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light. And my heaven is a nice house in the sky. Got central heating and I'm alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't see the light. Keep it locked up inside. Don't talk about it. Talk about the weather.
Dave Matthews Band with So Much to Say.
Please. Okay. It's so loud in my ears. Please turn it down.
Oh, the headphone monitor? I mean, how's that? Is that
no
better?
No more. It's so loud.
You turned it up like super loud.
No, I didn't. Okay, that's better.
Better?
Okay.
I'm going to turn mine up.
This is Daniel Yearbook.
Yeah, this is Daniel Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Riley is messing with the little headphone volumes. That was Dave Matthews Band, So Much to Say. This is the 1996 show. What do you think of that?
Of the song?
Yeah.
I don't really like Dave Matthews Band.
Well, I didn't ask you that. I said, what do you think of that song?
It was fine.
It was fine. See? Dave, he grows on you. He grows on you. Like a fungus. It's fine. Oh, man. I don't know if it was... It was definitely sometime in the 90s where they got a... Their band got fined for emptying, like, the tour bus sewage into the Chicago River.
It's like now I like them even less.
It's a big deal. I mean, I don't live in Chicago.
Okay.
Anyway.
But.
Don't do that. Take it to the proper sanitation disposal area. Anyway, we got a great show for you and everyone out there listening. What do we have? We got all the 1996 hits that you haven't heard in a long, long time. To quote Dave Matthews. We got Bush. We got Sublime. We're going to start it off with the Verve Pipe. This is The Freshman.
When I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. Responsible, she fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. Friend took a week's vacation to forget her. This girl took a week's worth of Valium and slapped, and now he's guilt-stricken, sobbing with his head on the floor. Thanks about her knowing how he never really wept, he said. Can't be held responsible, she was touching her face. Responsible, she fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. We'll be right back.
I'm waiting. you said you would love to try some. Hey, you said you would love to die some. In the middle of a world on a fish hook, you're the wave, you're the wave, you're the wave. Swallowed, borrowed, heavy by everything but my love. Swallowed, hollowed, shuffled by everyone but yourself.
Bush with Swallowed. What do you think of that?
Pretty good.
Pretty good for 1996. That's off of their Razor Blade Suitcase album. Fun fact, Bush, lead singer Gavin Rossdale, was once married to which incredibly popular singer that's still incredibly popular?
I don't know.
No guesses?
I don't know. Taylor Swift?
No. Taylor Swift would have been like 14. No.
You're right.
That's she would have been like 9.
Yes. Oh. No, she would have been like. She's been like 7.
Yeah, okay. Is that better?
No.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
Huge power couple back in the 90s. Before that, we had Doing Time by Sublime off of their self titled album, Sublime. And then we had The Freshman by The Verve Pipe. All three of these bands are still out there touring. How about that? You know who else is still touring, Riley?
Is it My Chemical Romance?
It is.
They are. I'm so excited for going.
Well, I mean, the tickets aren't on sale yet.
I don't care. I found out in English today, and I had no one to tell. So I had to, like, jump my mom when she picked me up. It was crazy. I'm so excited.
So excited.
I'm so excited.
I know, right? So I guess we're going to have to go see a concert next summer or something. It'll be fine. What else? What else 1996 has to offer? Nothing. I guess we can just keep going to the music. What do you think?
I don't know. Were you in the Navy for 1996?
I was in North Chicago. That's it.
Okay.
And then I went to Virginia Beach, also in 96.
You didn't drink any of the river water, did you?
I didn't. In fact, I didn't really go into Chicago all that often. I went and I walked past, what's that park? Wrigley Field. And I didn't go in. And to this day, I'm kind of disappointed I didn't take in a Cubs game when I was right there. But, you know, that's how kids are. You see something, you know, that's a big deal, and you just don't do it. Now I'm like, you know, now I gotta have to get back out to Chicago to go to Wrigley Field when I was already there. Disappointing. Anywho, what else happened? I don't know. I'll think of something. How about we listen to a little bit of Soundgarden? This is Pretty Noose.
I count the moon today. is just what life and love is all about. I think so. You've just seen it coming.
Big Bang Baby by San Diego's greatest band. Riley, who is it?
Cake?
No. That's Sacramento's greatest band. Stone Temple Pilots.
I try, okay?
You did try. Good job. Off of their
I
third.
Tried so hard.
And got so far. Their third album, Tiny Music, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop.
What a stupid album name.
That's what they named it. Before that, we had Pretty Noose by Soundgarden off of their Down on the Upside album. Both great, great albums, guys. What do you think? What do you think?
I thought it was fine.
Just fine?
Pretty fine.
All right, just fine. All right, well then we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Zennial Yearbook on WTBR.
Press the music
button. WTBR.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television. See it all. Decide for yourself.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
WTBR. Impressive. Most impressive.
Just don't get it. Keep the copacetic and you learn to
Local H with Bound for the Floor. This is Zaniel Yubik. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
Yeah, sometimes we make mistakes. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. What do you think of that song?
It was fun.
It was fun. How many people do you think are in that band?
Well, now it's going to be a weird number. 7.
So they started off as a 4-person band in 1987, but by 1990, two of their people, other band members left, and they're just like, we don't need those guys. And for like the next 10 years, they were just two people. I saw them live at the Boathouse. It was crazy.
21 Pilots is just two people, right?
I do not know.
Yeah, it is. They're up there.
Are they playing instruments?
Josh and Tyler. I don't know. I don't like 21 Pilots. I don't care.
Well, for a band that you don't like, you should know an awful lot about them.
I know that they have two members.
Okay. Well, so is Daft Punk.
Yeah. See, it's not that weird.
It is kind of weird. Because they're out there. It's just two people on stage. One guy on drums and one guy on guitar. I think he replaced the low strings with bass strings so he could just play bass and guitar at the same time.
Stupid.
It's bonkers. Very exciting. From Zion, Illinois. Who knew? Who knew? I knew. What else we got? Oh, it's that time of the show where we play 3 songs off of 1 album, right?
I thought it was going to be a game.
No games today. I don't have a game today.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I don't know. I had to deal with the logistics of MCR touring. So I didn't have a chance to put together a game for you.
It hasn't really sunk in yet.
We'll figure it out. We're going to play... What album is it? Do you remember?
Pinkerton?
It's Pinkerton. Weezer's 2nd album. The album that doesn't look like a Weezer album. It just looks like Pinkerton. It's fine. I remember when this came out. What was I doing? I was in...
I remember when this album came out.
Virginia Beach, I believe. Yeah.
Were you at Nona and Granddad's house?
I did not know them.
Well, what else were you doing then?
I was in the Navy.
I can't picture being at Virginia Beach and not staying at Nona and Granddad's house. That's so weird.
So, you know... Oh, gosh. I was at a Navy base that was maybe...
You were in the Navy?
A couple of miles from their old house. Like... Pretty close to their old house.
That's weird.
And now there's a bunch of lights on that road. It's very strange.
Before were there not lights? Isn't that like illegal?
Like stoplights? No.
There were no stoplights?
Not on General Booth, but on Damnick.
So people just like went?
Listen, I was in some guy's Mustang and he was driving 125 miles an hour down Damnick Boulevard. Damnick Road? Damnick Road. And I was like, we're all going to die in this car. But we didn't. We made it.
Is it Club Turkle?
no, that's not a Mustang. That is a Tercel. That was before I had any cars at all. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Let's hear some Weezer, shall we?
Yeah.
This is El Scorcho.
Public enemy, why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. I'm alive like you. Listening to Cho Cho Sam, fall in love all over again. I'm a
I think we make a good team, and you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize, 'cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking. And I ain't faking. I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon.
Yeah. admit that I want sugar in my tea. Hear me, hear me. I want sugar in my tea. And I don't wanna be an old man anymore. Spend a year or two since I was out on the floor. Chicken booty making sweet love all the night. This time I got back to the good life. This time I got back. This time I got back. And I don't even know how I got off the track. I wanna go.
Good Life by Weezer off of their Pinkerton album. Before that, Pink Triangle and El Scorcho off of the same album. What do you think of those? No one can see what you're doing.
Nice.
Nice. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Made me change the album that I was going to do for this.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, world.
Thanks.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll keep the music going. With a fun fact. Here's a fun fact. Have you heard of this band called Matchbox 20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead and open your phone up real fast.
I'm currently using my phone.
Look at the album cover. You people at home can do the same, too. Look at the album cover of Matchbox 20's debut album, Yourself or Someone Like You. And I'm going to read this article from Contact Music.
Who's this guy?
New Yorker Frank Torres is suing Matchbox 20 for using his image without permission on their smash hit album, Yourself or Someone Like You. The portly guy was snapped wearing a flying helmet for the cover of the 1996 album, but he insists he never authorized the group or the photographer to use his image. In legal papers obtained by U.S. news show Celebrity Justice, Torres claims the group knowingly, intentionally, and maliciously put his picture on the cover.
Maliciously?
Maliciously put his picture on the cover, causing him emotional distress. Torres claims he was strolling down the street when he was asked by a snapper if he would pose for a picture. This seems like a British type article. His lawyer claims it's taken Torres all this time to file the suit because he only found out about the album in the past 2 years. This was in 2005. Isn't that interesting?
It's really stupid.
Matchbox 20 getting sued. They apparently threw the case out. And then he did not win. But yeah. Here's a song from Orlando Rockers. Matchbox 20. This is 3 a.m.
Things like that. then it might as well be my fault. She only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, and her voice is strange. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. She's got a little bit of something, God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes she's got it all. Where's the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Life is made up of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. Yeah. But outside, it stopped raining. We'll be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe this. When it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. We're having the seasons, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes.
Thank you.
6 Underground by the Sneaker Pimps on Xennial Yearbook. This is the 1996 show. Before that, 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20. What do you think of those? Good stuff? Oh my gosh, I caught you in a yawn. You gonna make it?
Pretty good. I like the last one.
Am I keeping you up? The last one. You like the Sneaker Pimps? Sneaker Pimps? How about that? Who knew? You never know with these kids. But you know what I do know?
I'm, like, really predictable.
Are you? No.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back with more Xennial Yearbook on WTBR-FM Pittsfield. We'll be right back.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel send shockwaves around the world.
Okay, alrighty, let's play some tunes.
Hey water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Mexicans, Bigfoot, Koreans,
yep.
Garbage Pail Kids.
We got something for just about everybody.
Hipsters.
WTBR.
Space by Red 5. What do you think of that song? Honest Opinion. Honest Opinion, a song that I know you've never heard before in your entire life.
I mean, it is okay. I haven't heard it. You're right.
I know.
But
I know.
I mean, not awful.
Not awful.
Really
oh,
catchy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is in a yearbook. This is the 1996 show, and that was a band called Red 5. Literally, the first band that I ever saw.
I thought your first band was Sponge.
They opened for Sponge.
Ah.
They are the first band that I had ever seen in my whole life.
How old were you when you saw Sponge?
Where was I? I was in Virginia Beach, so probably 19 or 20.
Okay, I was like, I thought I was scared you were gonna be like 12 and made your dad take you to Sponge.
No. Someone took me to Sponge, and I wouldn't say it was against my will, but I wasn't like, you know, oh, I'd never been to a band before at this place called The Abyss in Virginia Beach. And these guys open, and I'm like, they're cool. So I bought their album, Flash. You should buy it too, although you can't because I don't think they're making it anymore. Well, it's in my Case Logic, so if you want to listen to it, you can just listen to it. Or you can listen to it on Spotify. You know, anywho, that's it. That's the story. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is the 1996 show. We're going to play a couple more hits from 96. We're going to follow up. You look like you're going to say something. Like you have something to say.
No, I just can't see you.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll figure it out. We're going to follow up Red 5 with some Mach 5 by the presidents of the United States of America.
Wait, so what do those guys have against MySpace?
Oh, see?
Was it around in 1996?
No, there was absolutely no MySpace. That was before MySpace.
Then
I want to say it was before Friendster.
What's Friendster?
Precisely. This is Pot USA.
Did you think at all how Teddy even looked me in the eye? ticket to a show. See him take a blow. When the drunk one said Cat Stevens was the greatest singer. Did you kick him in the head? Did you see the blood run down? Did you laugh at all when the people walked right by and said aloud, "Dirty punks are all the same"?
King of New Orleans, Better Than Ezra, from, any guesses?
New Orleans.
New Orleans, Louisiana. Way to go. You got one. See, sometimes I give you the softballs. It's fine. Before that, Mach 5 by the President.
I don't know if you've ever been hit by a softball, but they feel exactly the same as a baseball.
Well, I wouldn't say exactly the same. They're a little bit softer.
No, I was catcher one time, and I immediately got hit right in the shoulder, and I was never catcher again. It was awful. I was 7.
Didn't you have that catcher gear on?
Yeah, but it was like, it hit right where the catcher gear wasn't.
Oh.
What? That's so stupid.
Well, I mean, I didn't put that gear on. I mean, I got hit by a softball a week and a half ago, and my foot. I dropped a pop-up, because I'm not good at softball. I dropped this pop-up in left field. I'm trying to figure out where I was standing. Left field. Went right past my glove and landed right on my shoelaces. And, you know, it's fine. I didn't cry. I stayed out there. It's a good time. It's fine. Softball's over. We'll get back there in the spring. In the summer. In the summer? I think in the summer. Anyway, enough softball talk. Enough sports ball talk. How's your day? How's your day, Minorelli?
It's fine. I don't remember anything that happened before the MCR tour got announced.
The MCR announcement?
Because that took, like, precedent over everything.
Precedent?
I said precedent.
Okay. I thought you said president.
I did say president.
Okay, that's what I thought. Anywho, back to the music. This is Real Big Fish. We'll be right back.
want you to hear. Tell me it's cool, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright. You to hear, tell me it's cool, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be. Company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright. Food all my life. I move across innocence lost, all flesh and pulse. I move across the earth in my new pattern shirt. I pass satellite. You're so bitter. You'll complain. I can't give you anything. I don't know who you're living for. I don't know who you are anymore. I'd sooner chew my leg off than get trapped in the sun. How easy you think of all this. It's bittersweet. Across the room, the heart full of glue, stronger than you think. Oh, my peer, your veneers wearing thin and cracking, the surface and forms underneath, underneath is lacking. I'd sooner chew my leg off than get trapped in the sun. How easy you think of all this is bittersweet. Me, I couldn't taste it. I'm tired and naked. I don't know what I'm hungry for.
R.E.M. with Bittersweet Me. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 1996 show. What do you think of that?
Sounded like R.E.M.
Sounded a lot like R.E.M. I'll say. Before that, Sell Out by Real Big Fish, because, you know, the whole ska thing was a thing. It's a thing. For a little bit.
All I know is K.K. Ska.
Did it sound like K.K. Ska?
I don't remember how it went.
How KK Ska went? We can play it.
No, how that song we just...
Oh, Tell Out by... you listen again on Saturday. You can hear it.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, I guess that's it. That's the show. We got one more song. But before that, I think we're going to tease a special show next week.
What is it?
We're going to do a special next week. I'm not going to tell them. It's a tease.
Is it All My Chemical Romance?
It's not. It is not. We're not trying to drive listeners away. But tune in next week. We'll have something special. Right now, get ready for some Fatboy Slim. Going out of my head. This.
Sometimes I wonder why we keep you.
This has been Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Enjoy the tunes.